Basically, by the side, as one of the things that we have been doing here and will continue to do so throughout the coronavirus pandemic, is get local updated information. And for that, we turn to Riley County Health Department Director Julie Gibbs. Julie, good morning. Well, wait a minute. I got to push that button down. Gosh, I was on such a good roll there. Julie, good morning.
Good morning.
Thank you so much again for doing this. I think it's a tremendous service to the community, and you continue to provide that. Congratulations and many thanks to all of all your staff for all the work they do. I know it's got to be a challenge for everybody down there at your office.
It is a challenge, but you know, one thing that we've really seen is how it brought us together as a community. Definitely with our healthcare provider community, we're really working together to be prepared for this.
Well, bring us up to date. I know that the state has been issuing its report, and there's an increased number across Kansas, and many of those in the Kansas City metro area in terms of confirmed coronavirus cases.
Yep, our cases keep going up. As of yesterday, the state has had 34 positives. As of yesterday, there have been no confirmed cases in Riley County, so that's good. But we know that it is nearby, as the two cases in Morris County came about yesterday.
How many tests have you conducted here in Riley County? Do you have that number by chance?
I don't have that number off the top of my head, but every day we could send in anywhere from, I think, 2 to 15. There's quite a few, and luckily they've all been negative. But yeah, our turnaround time right now is about 3 to 4 days.
Turnaround time in terms of conducting the test and getting the result?
Getting the results, yes.
Okay. All right. So you're doing some daily, and we want to once again reiterate the plan that you have with this call screening effort.
Yes. So we have opened up a screening call center. This is managed by healthcare professionals, and it's available every day from 8 a.m. till 10 p.m. That number is 785-323-6400, and that is if you're having symptoms such as fever, cough, or shortness of breath. They will ask you a series of questions, and based on your answers to those questions, they'll direct you in the right place.
Okay, and that's an important factor, especially, you know, with the potential load on the local health professionals, your personal doctors, and of course, you want people to stay clear of the emergency room right now.
Yes, please do. We want you, first step is to call this screening line, and then we can direct you in the right direction. And likely it'll be your healthcare provider, or maybe the medical professional will tell you to stay home with some certain instructions. But yes, we want to keep the ER clear. Make sure that you call that screening line first, and then we'll direct you to your primary care provider.
And there have been some provisions made at Ascension Via Christi Hospital about the urgency of some medical procedures in order to try to make sure that they're prepared to what could be some sense of onslaught with coronavirus patients.
Yes, they've made quite a few changes. We saw those become public yesterday. I saw those on Facebook. Of course, they shared them with us and the county commissioners as well. I believe Bob Koppel will be talking more about that later this morning. But really, a lot of places have made some changes with how they're doing things to make it more efficient for their offices and also for their patients.
You recently made a decision to close county office buildings. Bring us up to date on your plans there.
Yep. So as of yesterday, we did close our county buildings to the public, with the exception of EMS, RCPD, and the transfer station. We have placed those numbers on our website, the phone numbers on our website and on our Facebook page. So if you need to get a hold of anyone, you know, from Treasurer's office or the WIC office, whatever the case may be, please check our website. That's RileyCountyKS.gov.
Okay. Now, we had quite a discussion yesterday with some local business executives here pertaining to restaurants, and so many of our local restaurants are doing carry out, but there are still some that have dine-in options, and that has not been something that you have directed restaurants to do as of this point. Can you bring us an update on your decision-making process in that event?
Yeah, as of now, restaurants and bars are still open, able to do their own thing. We do applaud those restaurants who have decided to close their dining center. This is a very responsible thing to do in this case. We also know some bars that have just completely shut down. And we realize that puts a lot of strain on them financially. And this is a rough time for all of us, but we definitely applaud those businesses for taking that step. We urge the customers to try to do more dine-in takeout or carry-out and avoid dine-in as much as you can. As of right now, like I said, it's an uncomfortable situation that we're all in, but hopefully it won't be for much longer.
Do you anticipate that there could be a closure of restaurants altogether?
It just depends on the situation. We're monitoring the situation every day with those two cases in Morris County. You know, if it's getting closer to us, then so we'll make that decision if need be.
Now, I know that one of the things, and this has pretty much been a key factor, is trying to, you know, for social distancing or just basically just staying at home. California made a landmark decision yesterday for everybody to stay at home. Do you have any comments on that?
Yeah, we definitely urge people to stay at home as much as you can. Only go out for the essentials like food or healthcare or other essentials like that. Definitely avoid dining in restaurants. Avoid crowded places. You know, go to the grocery store. Just get what you need and go home. Remember that good hand hygiene practice. You can still go outside and walk, run, bike on a nature trail, but we really want you to avoid playgrounds and other crowded spaces.
Well, we've got a lot of things that we've covered here in just about 7 minutes of time here, Julie. But once again, let's reiterate that call screening number.
Yes, that is 785-323-6400.
All right. Julie, anything else that really comes to mind that we haven't touched base on yet?
Just remember to take care of yourself, look after your neighbors, the elderly, those with pre-existing medical conditions. And remember that while you may not be at risk, your neighbors might be. So please take caution and try to keep everyone safe and healthy.
Let's have some good stories come out of all this, right?
Yes.
Yeah. Julie, thank you much, and we will have you on or someone from the health department on tomorrow morning in the same time, too. So we're going to continue
thank
this throughout the coronavirus pandemic, and we appreciate your efforts and all those of your staff and all of those that are just right there in the thick of things. That's a lot of folks.
It is. Yep. We're working hard every day and hoping to keep everyone safe and healthy.
Julie, have a good day. We'll talk to you tomorrow.
Thank you. You too.
7:11 in the morning at News Radio KMAN. That's Julie Gibbs, Raleigh County Health Department Director, and a lot of pertinent information that we're able to share. This interview we will have.